report from regional board members, and I will start on my right, Mr. Johnston.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to start with me. I was just going through my calendar. Can I pass for just a minute?
Yes, no problem at all.
No report.
Dr. Hunter?
Thank you, Chair Wolf. My usual report concerns the environmental justice update, so I'm happy to do that. It helps. I think it's an important part of our effort to keep the board informed, but also to note the important work that's going on in our region. So I'm going to touch on a few points today, but then I'm looking forward to the strategic planning session tomorrow, which will actually incorporate environmental justice as one of the programmatic areas that we're looking at. Some of the really exciting work that's going on has come from the governor's office, who's reaching out to the regions and to other state agencies to track progress with implementation of the Human Right to Water Act. So in that regard, our region is in a good position to help define some of the metrics that can be used to show progress in implementing that act. And so in the current context, what we're looking at here is the way in which we can integrate environmental justice concerns in areas where we know we want to take action and where we are creating opportunities to increase the data and the information that we have and the knowledge and understanding we have about impacts to disadvantaged communities. And in part, that occurs through TMDLs. We can look at TMDLs in terms of the language and the aspects of impacts that we're looking at, beneficial uses and so forth. Also, the groundwater assessment program, irrigated lands, and the grants programs, as well as the statewide integrated regional water management program. So those are areas where we're looking, where we think that it is evident and possible to integrate some of our environmental justice priorities. Second item I want to report on is the funded actions underway in the region with the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water, as well as the Coalition for Urban Rural Environmental Stewardship, also known as CURES. And they both have received grant monies to conduct outreach and water quality monitoring or other kinds of technical assistance to low-income farmers. And these are all part of a network of groups and organizations that we are building relationships with in the region, including the first environmental justice tour that took place earlier this year. I also want to mention, third on my list, we have some really fine people on our staff that are really working hard on these issues. And I want to call out Matt Keeling, Angela Schroeder, and John Robertson for their efforts. And I have come to work with them regularly now and really understand through their ability to organize and think through this very complicated set of issues. So with their help, as well as others, and I'm aware now that Diane Kuchel is probably among the staff that'll start to contribute to the UCLA project and kind of a brain trust and looking at what that pilot project might present for us in terms of the knowledge and potential solution to environmental justice and disadvantaged community concerns. So I will, I'll leave it with that. I think one of the things that group is looking at is how we can leverage some of the monies we're already directing, the existing funding that we already have, and I think this is a model that was that has been used really well in our region by our staff. And so I'm anticipating that we'll see some good progress in that direction. So hopefully we can give Gita Kapahi at the State Water Board some support and in her efforts and really bring everything we have to bear to the governor's priority in working on these issues. So I'll leave it at that and look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you for your report. Mr. Young?
Nothing from me.
Mayor Delgado?
The only thing I have is continuing to track the
potential desal project at the Monterey area called the Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project. And there's been a couple of large snags since our last meeting. One, the operating subsurface test slant wells were halted because the groundwater had drawn down over a threshold that had been agreed would be a threshold that would shut down the test wells if it was exceeded. So there's a problem with the subsurface test slant wells that they have to resolve. And then because of a potential conflict of interest between the CPUC's consultant, who is also working for Cal-Am and also holds some patents on those test well slant technology, the CPUC extended the comment period of the draft EIR from July to September and is requiring a lot of information so that the CPUC can ferret out whether or not there's a conflict of interest. But it's of a major concern to those proponents of the project because that is the type of problem that torpedoed the 2009 desal project, which this is a successor to. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnston?
I'm ready now. Thank you for your indulgence. On June 2nd, I attended a CEQA scoping session for the Pinto Lake TMDL that was run by our staff in Watsonville, and pretty well attended, pretty broad variety of stakeholders, and it was a pretty productive discussion, I think, to kind of both give staff input and expand a little on the potential impacts and potential remediation measures for those of TMDL for nutrients in Pinto Lake, which is we're taking up today a TMDL for nutrients in the Pajaro River, and the streams that feed it. Pinto Lake actually feeds one of those streams, but it is a separate TMDL that will come before us later.
Thank you. And a couple of announcements that I want to make as part of also my board member's report. First one is to make sure as a reminder for everyone would like to speak that we have speaker cards in the back of the room on my left, and that you provide the speaker card to our clerk of the board on my right. So thanks in advance for that. Also, I wanted to make an announcement that one of our board member who was appointed for the beginning of this year, Kathleen Thomasberg, has resigned from the board. She attended one meeting, which was our first meeting of the year in January. So we do have an open position for this board. The applications can be done online. I just wanted to relay that to all of you. So if some of you have interest in contributing to the Central Coast Regional Board, you know, certainly welcome you to put forth your application. So thank you for that. My report on June the 3rd, I attended a meeting with the City of San Luis Obispo with the Utilities Department, specifically the Water Division, in regard to recycled water programs within the city, enhancement of their water treatment plant, and also possible use of recycled water for various purple pipe or irrigation activities. On June the 3rd, same day, I also attended the San Luis Obispo County Water Resource Advisory Committee, which represents all of the districts and the cities involved with water. And on June the 15th, via phone call, participated in the conference call on the wetland restoration action. This conference call takes place regularly. It is chaired by our state board member, Mr. Steve Moore, who will give us updates shortly. And also we do in our region have also the staff assistance of Lisa McCain on this item. And in fact, we have an upcoming meeting next week, Monday, in Sacramento, and I will be attending the meeting, and our staff representative will attend that meeting as well. Then on June the 19th, attended a county-wide meeting associated with the upcoming Proposition 1 monies, specifically identifying possible projects that would fall in the category of recycled water and groundwater basin management programs. On June the 27th, I met with the mayor of the city of Arroyo Grande, also on what seems to be the most common topic right now is drought-related issues and water recycle programs. On June the 28th, I attended a meeting with the Edna Valley growers in regard to the possible impact that the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act will have on agriculture irrigation, stabilization of groundwater basins, specifically basins which are on a high and medium priority. So that's my report. Thank you very much.